MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice for today indeed is Jake Lang. Joining me from prison. Yes, from prison. Jake Lang is a January 6th political prisoner held in prison without a trial. And he says this has been his fourth Easter in prison without his family, far away from his church, trapped by the current regime. January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang joins me now. Jake, good morning to you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's truly been a remarkable journey for 3 years and 4 months being held a political hostage, as President Donald Trump calls the January 6ers, by Joe Biden and his corrupt regime.
It's unbelievable that you've been there for so long without any trial. Why is it so? And has anybody done anything about this?
No, we've been really, really struggling as supporters of Donald Trump. You know that the political establishment in America has turned on Donald Trump and all of his followers, and they've tried to arrest him. And they've tried to arrest him and all of the people that are associated with him, including his supporters like us, who went to the Capitol on January 6th to peacefully protest a stolen election.
Yes. And how did you get there? How did this all start? We understand there was first that protest of whatever happened on January 6th. But you, how do you find yourself in this whole situation? Please take us through, Jake.
Of course. Well, you know, me and over a million other peaceful patriots who support the Constitution, who believe Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election, we showed up in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021, to protest. We think that the election was stolen. And so we were there to listen to Donald Trump speak. And after he was done speaking, we moved our protest down to the United States Capitol building. We all had love of God in our hearts. We were there praying and chanting and singing and rejoicing. But we knew that there was a problem. We knew that our country was in great danger and that we needed to stand up and to speak our minds and to do something. And on the Capitol that day, as everybody has probably seen famously, the Capitol Police attacked me and, you know, all of the peaceful protesters. And we stood our ground and we stood up and we defended our lives. We defended each other. And we defended this country from what was really a communist coup d'etat, a takeover, an installment of Joe Biden as a puppet regime leader bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. And it is truly remarkable that he still remains in the White House right now, destroying America. And we stood up to do something about it.
And I understand you've been reaching out to one of the congressmen, Republican congressmen, who has been allegedly ignoring you. Tell us about that.
Of course. You know, so for this last 3 years and 4 months, I've been held without a trial, without having my day in court, as a political prisoner. And, you know, here in America, you know, we have the Democrats and the Republicans are supposed to be on Trump's side, supposed to be on the side of the Constitution and liberty. And we expect them to fight for us, for our rights as prisoners, our rights as the accused, to push back against the corrupt Department of Justice and Joe Biden's regime, the FBI, and all of these different federal agencies that have came after us and tried to destroy our lives. And for the most part, the Republicans have been woefully spineless and have not represented us well. And so I reached out to my Republican representative from New York. He is the Republican congressman from my county area in New York. And he has been just completely disillusioned, I guess. He refuses to even mention my name or any of the Jan Sixers' names. There are dozens of us that are from his area in New York that are being held captive, and he's not fighting for us. And this is one of the big problems in America. We know the Democrats. We know they're socialists. We know that they have these radical liberal ideas, but it's truly the Republicans who are supposed to be on our side that are acting feckless and acting weak, that are really one of the main problems, because they pretend to be your friend, but then they stab you in the back.
Wow. Unbelievable. I cannot believe that someone can be kept in solitary confinement for 3 years and 4 months without any trial. It's unbelievable in the so-called developed world. Maybe you can expect that from Africa, but we still do better than that. How is this not making headlines anywhere? Jake?
The independent media here in America is growing so much, and through social media, through, you know, Twitter, X, different places like that, Bless News Network, BlessNewsTV.com. We are able to get our voices heard, but you will not see it picked up in legacy media, Fox News, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, Reuters, BBC, these different established media. They act as gatekeepers, and they've been trying to hide the January 6th political prisoners away forever. And it is just through the power of God and his love for us that we're able to have our voices heard. And I thank you so much, Major, for having me on your program so that the people can get the truth directly from somebody sitting in prison in Brooklyn, New York, right now in a federal prison.
Well, all glory to God, and thanks to you for being bold enough to come out and talk about this. You are also known famously for having a woman die in your hands. Was it Roseanne Boland who was killed in your arms? Tell us about that. You were trying to save this woman from a stampede on January 6th in the Capitol. Tell us what happened. And really, that sounds like what we experienced in June 16, 1976, when a very young man, Hector Peterson, became a victim of a protest that day. Jake?
It's another tragedy. They tried to cover up the death. So on January 6th, four unarmed American citizens died at the Capitol, and one of them was Roseanne Boylan. And I was in the place where the Capitol Police created a stampede, and they were spraying us with pepper spray and chemical weapons, and Roseanne fell on the ground, and she was being trampled, and she also was being police officers. And so it was one of these situations that was really, really difficult for anybody that was there. People were being hurt severely, and it was actually turned into a deadly situation. I tried to save her life. I was unable to. She went home to Father God. She's in the arms of Jesus. And, you know, right after she died, basically I moved my attention over to another young man named Philip Anderson, a black man. And I was able to pull him out of the crowd, this human dog pile. And I was able to, by God's grace, save his life. And so I have him and another man that have come forward with court sworn affidavits saying I saved their life.
Wow. I pray heaven looks towards you and you find justice, and somebody must respond to this. Somebody has got to come through for you and others. Tell us, how have you been surviving and thriving inside prison? How is it like? You are calling us from prison right now. For those who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Jake is calling from prison right now. Jake?
Yeah, I've been surviving on my faith. You know, it's grown so strong through these last 3 years. I've seen God's glory. I've seen his ability to bring peace and healing to my heart and to the hearts of hundreds of other January Sixers that, you know, we have these Bible studies and we make sure our whole communities and our families are praying with us and they're aligned with us. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, you know, if I can go through this and turn toward God and receive strength from him because his son Jesus is alive. He's with us in the fire. He never leaves us. When you call on his name, he comes and heals. He protects. And I have a hope that does not come from my circumstances here on earth. No matter if I'm in four walls surrounded by, you know, the horrible conditions of prison, or if I'm on the mountaintop, I know that Jesus is with me and he's a good friend. I've done 2 years of solitary confinement major, and it's been the experience that you cannot, it's not like college, you can't pay for it.
Yes.
It's something that God will place you in, and test your resilience and create in you a strength, an internal constitution, integrity inside your own heart to make it so you can last any battle. And so I give him the glory, and I've just been leaning. You know, we have a great community in the January 6th movement. There are so many thousands and thousands that have been affected by this, but we come together as a family, and we give each other strength.
Yes. Do you think this is the hand of God somewhere, finger of God? Do you think you are being tested? Is your faith being tested?
Yes, it is being tested, and we are trying ourselves to be as humble and to serve God throughout this, you know, incredible, incredible time as much as possible. And that's why I do all of the work that, you know, I do. And then we do my organizations for this community. We've raised over $1 million to support the January Sixers in their legal battles, getting lawyers and paying for commissary food and helping the families out that are home away from, you know, the husbands have been ripped out of the home by the government and they're in prison. And they can't provide anymore for their wives and their young kids. So we come along with my organization. And if anybody wants to help out the January Sixers, this is the best place to go. And we do definitely need your help. It's sponsorj6.com. Sponsor the letter J, the number 6.com. Sponsorj6.com. And you can go there. You can sign up for a monthly commissary package. Basically, you give 20, 50 bucks a month, whatever you can give. And it goes directly to helping out the January Sixers so we can buy clothing and hygiene products and, you know, pay for phone calls home while we're in prison. So we really appreciate that. But it is the finger of God. He's moving and he's making it. He's turning the hearts of the people towards us. You know, we know in 2 Chronicles 5:14 that, you know, if my people who are called by my name will turn to me and cry out for forgiveness, I will see them, I will hear them, and I will heal their land and forgive them of their sins. And this is America going through this process right now. The American people are being woken up. They're being stirred out of their sleep. They're realizing that tyranny and government overreach and this federal government that is like a wicked beast system, the New World Order, is here, and they are willing to enact terrible oppression and persecution on good everyday American citizens. And so people that used to think this was a myth are now waking up and saying this is reality. Tyranny is real. And we must stand firm against it with the whole armor of God, lest evil takes over our country.
Amen. And I want to repeat again.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Our own here was June 16, which is something we call today, some of us, J16. So we have moved from J16 to J6. Your own is January 6. So that website again is sponsorj6.com, and we'll make sure every little detail is available in the description. Now, for those of you who have questions or comments for Jake, please feel free to send them right away. We are live in the comments, and if you have not shared this broadcast, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and share this broadcast as many times as possible. Back to you, Jake. Your father, has been very supportive, and protesting has never been quiet. I mean, he's seen in videos calling for responsibility, accountability, demanding accountability. What have you got to say about that?
Well, this is just a testimony to the American, I guess, the goodness of America, right? The American dream. My father is an entrepreneur who started with nothing. He built up a large company, you know, in the plumbing and in the environmental fields and septic tanks. And he is a great father. He is like the epitome of a good American dad. He's been with me this entire fight, supporting me, supporting hundreds of the January Sixers, donating his time, his money, his energy, his efforts, making sure that I'm not alone and that, you know, he and my whole family are with me. And he even goes, when necessary, to outside the courthouse and protests. And, you know, if you guys want to see that video of my father protesting outside the United States District Courthouse in Washington, D.C., with a big sign over his chest that reads, "My son is a political prisoner of the Biden regime." And it's a great video. It's heartfelt. And so you guys can go on my Twitter account. My Twitter is Jake Lang, J6, J-A-K-E-L-A-N-G, J6, Jake Lang, J6. And you guys can see that video on there.
All right, we'll make sure all those details are in the descriptions. But I'm thinking, if you were given an opportunity to start again, will you do it again? Will you rise up and stand up and stand to what we will call today a uniform? A uniform that has been adopted almost in every nation. Jake?
I would, without question, without a heartbeat, stand with my American brothers and sisters against any tyranny, any day, day or night, against evil. The only way that evil thrives is when good men do nothing. And so I'm proud to be a January 6th patriot. If my country ever needed me to stand again firm, I would stand without a doubt against any enemy, foreign or domestic. You know, the real enemy that we're battling here, Major, is sin. And yes, the way that we fight sin is a much different fight. And so right now I'm united. I mean, this is spiritual warfare. This is good versus evil. And we're praying and we're worshiping God and we're seeking him. And I believe he's going to direct us to victory.
Wow. Jake Lang from prison. Do you think there's something we might have left out that you want to communicate to our viewers and listeners? Please take this time and do that right now.
Thank you, Major. Well, I'd like to say, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the international community that supports us. I've received thousands of letters since I've been incarcerated and from all over the world, that the January 6th patriots who stood up at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, that we've become like a symbol of freedom and liberty. And what the American, you know, 1776, the founding fathers who made our constitutional republic and gave us these liberties here, that we're a symbol for everybody. And so I just like to, you know, thank you guys and say, you know, we're standing firm and we're not backing down. And we won't surrender. So neither should you guys. Stand firm. Rise up.
Yes. Rise up. Stand firm. We've got to fight like we are the only ones fighting. Stand like we are the only ones standing. And pray like we are the only ones praying. Jake, I am so encouraged by what you're doing. As we're going to follow your story. We're going to be praying with you. That there's got to be something must give. Something's got to give. Something's got to happen. Something must happen. If the same angels that brought Peter out of prison and broke the chains and led him to the door still exist, then we want them, want to see them bring all you people out. If there's such a thing, really.
They do exist, and we're trusting. God is never a day early, never a day late.
Yes. How can our listeners and viewers find out more about you, connect with you anywhere?
If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, on X, Jake Lang, J6 is the best place to go. Sponsor J6.com if you want to support us. I'd love to be on here whenever you'd have me, Major. There's so many new happenings every single week in the January 6th movement. You know, we're going to Supreme Court on April 16th to fight for our freedom. And Donald Trump is also on the line there. He was also charged with one of the same criminal charges that I have, a 20-year maximum felony. So every single week there is a new update. There is new things happening. So whenever you want me, I'm here for you guys. Freedom isn't free. And if we don't fight, we will surely give up everything we have.
Yeah. So we'll make sure we follow up with that April 16 at the Supreme Court. For those who want to support Jake Lang, go to sponsorj6.com and his Twitter handle, well, now X rather, is also in the comments. Please make sure you connect, follow.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Jake, thanks a gazillion times for your time. And I want to say to all our viewers and listeners, like I said before, this is from J16 in Africa to J6 in America. Unbelievable. Who would have thought? Now from me and Jake to you. Is well done.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.